As you walk into the makeshift housing, which is a caravan that's been set up for the family of nine, the damage to the structure is evident. Parts of the ceiling have bloated and collapsed due to the winter rains, and large black marks remain from the water damage. Hala, who is 9 years old, talks to us about her mother's cooking. "I want her to make pizza for us today," she says, and then she runs through a list of all the Arabic snacks her mother used to hand make. The hummus making machine and large ovens lie crushed under the rubble of their demolished house. For 2 months, the mothers haven't been able to cook properly for their children. "They don't ask us to make our traditional Friday lunches. The children know we can't provide anymore," explains Nadia. It's chaos around us. As Muhammad, father of seven, describes their living conditions and the harshness of their current situation, he leans over and picks up a small branch that he has broken off a broad bean plant. He crushes the leaves gently and leans forward for us to smell the scent. The most recent addition to the garden was a plant that cost 150 shekels, around $40. It was expensive, but he was enamoured by the fact that it yielded flowers with three different colours. The demolition crushed even this gesture of beauty and delicacy. He tells us about his younger daughter, Dana. He's noticed she's stopped drinking any liquids in the afternoon. There is one bathroom that services the 28 members of the extended Castillo family. It sits outside the caravans. Dana is scared of the dogs that roam the hills in the area, so rather than taking the risk of having to come across them during the night, she refuses to drink after a certain time in the day. Muhammad's wife Nadia starts to weep. "Even death is more merciful than a demolition," she tells us. She describes the stifling heat of the previous days and how the noise of the fan in the small room was distracting. She just needed to get away from the one room that serves at different times of the day as the bedroom for her seven children, the lounge room, dining room, the study area and the play area. Her pain is raw and profound. We're taken outside to walk through the rubble. The children are experts at navigating their way through the cement and debris. They cling on to the iron rods and hoist themselves to the demolition site. The two younger girls grab our hands. They want to make sure that we have steady footing as we follow them. Weeks after the house was demolished, Nadia's daughter was married. It's traditional in Palestinian culture that the groom picks up his bride from the family home. Although the Castillo home may be demolished, this is their land. In the wake of dust that had barely settled, Nadia's daughter adjusted her white wedding dress. Their first photo has as its backdrop the concrete jungle that once was the Castillo home. The young children are also steadfast. "I was born and raised here," says Imran. When they are asked if they would move to a house in another neighbourhood, they adamantly refuse. "What if it's bigger and nicer than your previous home?" They're still not convinced. In the mix of their pain, confusion, anxiety, depression, and trauma, they would still not trade their land for anything.